You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mitzvahs Kiddush Becheiros, which I am excited about because I love Mitzvahs Becheiros, but it'll be fine. It always turns out fine.
You have two sheets on this?
Yes, two sheets. There's more, many more than two sheets, but this is what we're starting off with, two sheets. Mitzvahs Yud Ches. Sandwiched in between all the mitzvahs of Pesach is mitzvahs Kiddush Becheiros. So let's see what exactly this mitzvah is. We have to define this mitzvah. What is this mitzvah? Mitzvahs Kiddush Becheiros. So that title is a little ambiguous, a little nebulous. It's a mitzvah of the holiness of the Bechor. So what is, if I have to define the mitzvah, let's see what it is. L'kadesh ha-Becheiros. To sanctify the Bechor. Kolomer shiu kol havlados hanoladim birishoina, that any firstborn kolomer yotze risho mirechem hanekeva, any animal that comes out of a rechem nekeva ben ba'adam, the first birth that comes out of the mother's womb ben ba'adam, whether it be a man ben b'behema, hazacharim kodesh l'shem. Only the males that come out are kadosh, have a certain kedusha, are sanctified for Hashem. So once again, what is the mitzvah? Shenemar, kadesh li kol bechar. The lashon of the pasuk is kadesh li. Now we have to define what that means. What does it mean, kadesh li? Again, what is the mitzvah? Kadesh li kol bechar peter kol rechem b'vnei Yisrael ba'adam u'behema lihu. Vidafka behema. This only applies to a behema. So if someone has a deer farm, with deer which is a chaya, and the deers are having firstborn, there's no kedushas b'chor on a behema, on a chaya, only a behema. The Gemara in B'chor's Vavam and Alf has a limud for that. Vidafka behema, dahinu shor v'kesev ve'ez, avalo chaya. When we call behema, an and of behemas that are not kedush, there's a separate mitzvah by a chamor. There's a whole discussion why. And we call behema tamea chamor levad b'mitzvah zu. So for instance, clearly by a chazir or by other behemas, tameas, there is no din of kiddush b'choros, only by a behema tahira. V'inyan ha-mitzvah, b'behema tahira kain. So let's see if we can start defining this. Shemitzvah ala b'ilim lahakdishai. So the chinuch says an interesting thing. The mitzvah is actually to be makdish the bechor. Lahakdisha is a mitzvah to be makdish the bechor. V'loimer, and to say hareze kodesh. V'chayavim lases oso bechor l'koyinim. And the mitzvah is for you to give your firstborn male animal from the firstling of a female animal, peter rechem. The mitzvah is to give that zachar to a kohen. So what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah a mitzvah samira, or is it a mitzvah nesina, or is it both? So the famous malachot is Rambam and Rambam by Truma. Is it just one mitzvah of hafrasha and then encompasses nesina? Or do you count in the minyan and taryag two separate mitzvahs? One of hafrasha's truma and the other of nesina's truma. So by Bechor, how many mitzvahs are there? This first mitzvah is very interesting. The mitzvah is, and this is what we'll discuss in the Minchas Chinuch in a minute. For inyan ha-mitzvah, b'behemah Torah kain, she-mitzvah ala b'ilim, is the mitzvah on the b'ilim, lahakdishai, v'loyma harezeh kodesh. Is the mitzvah to actually take the firstborn animal and make a maisa hakdasha. Say harezeh kodesh. Ve'chayav, and also as an additional chiyuv, whether it's, it sounds like it's one of a chelak of one mitzvah, v'chayavin, and said there's a separate chi of nesina, loses his soul b'chor l'koyinim. And what does the koyin do? V'akrivo chelbo v'dama al mizbeach, and the koyin will take the b'chor to the mizbeach, and be makriv chelbo v'damai, and be makriv the fats and be zorik the dam al mizbeach, v'heim ochlim ha-basur b'yushlayim. And only the koyinim are allowed to eat the basur in Yushlayim.
It's very much from the Pesukim that it's two different mitzvahs. But it's funny, the Torah starts beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, Parshas Bo. But Kaddish Lichol B'chor Petchol Rechov Bnei Yisrael V'odav Meimo Lihu. That's Mashma Kaddish. Then the Torah goes on to Zochus Yemazesh, Shas Mitzrayim, a whole bunch of psukim about the Arba Bonim, some of them. And then it goes back, 10 psukim later.
What part are you in Bo?
In Bo. So it says, Kaddish Lichol B'chor Petchol Rechov Bnei Yisrael V'odav Meimo Lihu. Then the Torah leaves the Mitzvah of B'choros and talks about Kibichos Yigodos Yishem Yisrayim and Bahoy Kibiacha, you know, Shivas Yam Tochel Matzus and all
that. But there's no Mitzvah to Sina over here.
But then it goes back and it says, Bahoy Kibiacha Hashem Eler Zakanani, Kashinish Melch of Sechon, Nusanoloch, Bahabarka Kol Petter Rechem Lashem, the Kol Petter Shedr Behemo, Asher Yilacho Hashorim Lashem. And Rashi says, Bahabarta, Ein Bahabarta Eloshon Hafrosha. So first it's Kaddish Likol B'chor. Then the Torah 10 psukim later goes back to the mitzvah and says Bavarta, which is Afrosha.
Right. Now, Lo Matzino, as far as I know, it says Kaddish Likol B'chor, Petah Korechem B'vnei Yisrael Ba'adam Uva'Behema. So this mitzvah of a Maisa HaKadosh does not exist by an Adam, correct? As far as we know, Lo Matzino is such a thing. You have to say that your baby is Harezu Kadosh, correct? By a Behema, there seems to be such a mitzvah. Now let's look at the Minchas Chinuch, if this is actually true.
You know why? Because by a baby we know that it's never going to end up like that. It's going to end up to be Niftel. It's always Pidyon. You don't even have the real opportunity, even though we have the ritualistic ceremony where the Pekun says, what do you want? But it never happens. You have to do Pidyon.
So according to that...
by a Behema, you actually, it is called...
So according to that, you would come to the conclusion, if the Bechor is Nola to Baal Mum, which is not what Makkos of Gavim is Be'ef, there's no mitzvah of Kodim to be Makdish?
I don't know. But then maybe we'll that's why they start off that way, that there's no Indian of Kiddush by a boy, a baby boy, because it's
please give Tzvi two pages, because he's going to have to make his claim, and he needs this to make his claim. We're doing the Mitzvah of Bechor.
Why is there no light here?
Mitzvah of Bechor.
Because the blade just fell down on John.
This light switches.
Okay, so let's look at the Minchas Chinuch. So the Chinuch says clearly, and we should know this, V'ni ha-mitzvah behema Torah Cain, she-mitzvah al-abayu makdisho v'lomah harezu kadosh. The Chinuch couldn't be clearer. There's a mitzvah when the Bechor is born to take it and to say hareze kodesh. You have to make a declaration.
But if you don't, it's still kodesh. Right?
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct. We'll see this in Machlaikas Tanoim. And we'll see this is not muskim to everybody. So let's look at the Minchas Chinuch. Hadinim Mugorim Ba'arichos Berishonim Vachroinim Ve'ein Darchi B'chibar Zol Harich Binyonim Ka'elu Rak La'er. That's why there were seven pages. Hine Din Zeh the Mitzvah Lakad L'Hakdish. This idea that when the Bechor is born, even if Tzvi said it's Kodesh Me'elov, Kodesh Me'rechem, nevertheless there's a concept. You have to take the animal and make a declaration. Hu Barambam Perik Alfim Bechoros Halacha Dalet. The Rambam says this beferish. Vayein lecha mishnah mishloah melech the posuk chichachomim be'erchin chavtesam and aleph. The last mishnah in the 8th parak of Erchin, which I'm sure all of you are very familiar with, chavtesam and aleph and Erchin, says something like this. Rabbi Yishmael Oimer. Rabbi Yishmael says, Harei Omer. There is a posuk, I think in Dvarim, that says, Bechor behema taktish. But there's another posuk, the very end of Bechukosai. What's that posuk? Some... Kol b'chor arshe yivar ker lo takdish oso. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Ev shalom or takdish. I can't take the pasuk in Dvarim literally that you have to be makdish to b'chor because it says in b'chukosai, kol b'chor arshe yivar ker lo takdish oso. For lo takdish ev shalomar, because the reo omer takdish oisai. So like ma talmud loimer, what's the conclusion according to Rabbi Shmuel? The conclusion according to Rabbi Yishmael is that there's a concept of what's called Hekdesh Ilui. Even though you don't have to be Makdesh the Bechor, there's a concept that if I say, and this is part of a very, very esoteric mitzvah, that very few people, there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Charamais. It says in the end of Bechukos, I call Cherem Asher Yecheram. There's an idea that a person can say Harezu Cherem. And that's, he dedicates that. And as a Machloikas, who's that dedication to? When he dedicates and separates something, says Harizu Cherem, is it considered to be a Cherem to a Kohen? Does he pay that amount to the Kohen? Does he pay that amount to the Bedek HaBayis? Now there's a concept of what's called Hekdesh Ilui. Hekdesh Ilui means something that's already kadosh. Here in the case of Bechor, or the Mishnah in Temura, when I have something that's already a korban, it's mamash already a korban, and I say on that korban, Harei zu kadosh, again, and I say Harei zecherim. It's immaterial because I already have signed kedusha to it. So the Gemara says you're chayev to take the value of that behema, the tovas hanov of that behema, the Gemara says, and dedicate that to the Beis Hamikdash. So the way Rabbi Yishmael learns the two psukim of Kol Bechor Behema Takdish and Kol Bechor Ashir Yivaker Lo Takdish Oso, Rabbi Yishmael says, Harei Zem Makdish Hekdesh Ilui. That it's telling you that you're not Lo Takdish Oso, there's no point of being Makdish it, but Takdish Oso, if you are Makdish it, it doesn't create a Din Bechor, it creates a new Chiyuv to give the value of the animal, Tovas Hanov value of the animal, to the Berek Habayis. That's the way Rabbi Shmuel learns. The Gemara says, however, that Chachamim
disagree. What is Tovas Hanov? What do you mean? How do you measure Tovas Hanov?
What a person would be willing to pay.
So we'll explain Tovas Hanov in a little while. No, Tovas Hanov means like this. The Gemara actually says like this.
The value of the animal.
It's not
the value. I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you what a Tovas Hanov. Gemara defines. The Gemara in Bechoros Chafavim says, V'kulon, and all the Matnos Kahuna, Yesh Lahem Tovas Hanon. The Gemara says, Ketzad, what's the case? The case was like this. I'm a Yisrael who has a grandson that's a Kohen. And I would love for you to give the Bechor to my grandson. So I come to you, and I pay you a certain amount of gratuity that you should be the, give my grandson the Kohen.
The Kohen's not allowed to do that himself. He's not allowed to give you.
A kohen
you should give it to him.
Right. That's great. That's because the Yisrael of kohen, I'm going to say, based on grunas. But we're talking about a grandfather who wants his grandson or his nephew, the kohen, to receive manos kahuna. So he pays a certain amount.
But what about
that's Tovas Hanov.
What? It's kachem that goes on the mizbeach. You're not giving it to a kohen.
Yeah, but the kid could eat it. The kid could go and eat it.
That's the Tovas Hanov.
Or it could be a Bechor Balmum. Or a Bechor Balmum. No, we'll see. You don't have to give it to Anshe Mishmar. You could choose any kohen. It's Tovas Hanov by Bechor.
Oh, we're talking about Bechor now.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the whole discussion of Bechor. So Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yishmael and say no. Chachamim say there is a particular mitzvah to be makdish the animal. So Rabbi Yishmael says, I don't understand. And if you're not makdish, it's not kadosh? No, Rabbanan agree that if you are not makdish, it still has kedushas Bechor. Nevertheless, there's a mitzvah ba'alma, Rabbanan say, to be makdish the Bechor. It's mashman achin of patskins like who? Like Rabbanan, correct? V'harosh pasuk Rabbi Yishmael sham. The ain't tzorach lakdisha. You have a very interesting machlokes with Rishonim, and I'm not sure of the shulchan or patskins. I'm not sure how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, I should have looked it up. Simin Shin Vav, there's a discussion of this about a Bechor Behema. The Rush holds that when a Bechor is born, that's it. You don't have to do a Maisak Dasha. You don't have to say Harezu Kadosh. The Chinuch was a Rishon, and the Rambam Paskin, there's a mitzvah Ba'alma to be Makdish the Bechor.
Is there a mitzvah? I assume there's still a mitzvah Bechor on Bezdin. Let's say a Bechor to Behema is born from Hefkar. It's still Kaddish and it's brought on the Mizbeach. Who does it? The Bezdin does it?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. The problem is, the first Mishnah of Bechor says that only if it's a Bechor B'nai Yisrael are you Chayev in Bechor. That's why there's a whole haram in the first Mishnah.
In the Shutfis.
You do a Shutfis, you sell the ear to the guy, etc., etc. Marim, that's a haram and that's allowed. For whatever reason, it's allowed. So the question is, if something's hefker, is that considered to be a Bechor B'nai Yisrael?
Well, you probably get into the same dinim, just like a kid that's found in a city of Jews, is it Jewish, Gaddish, you know?
But that's not hefker, that's a question of saying it's lost, and you have to determine if it belongs to a Jew or not. But at the end of the day, it has to belong to a Jew, it appears.
It says B'nai Yisrael.
Right, B'nai Yisrael, that's the Gemara's limud, right. So that's an interesting question. Does it have to belong to a Jew or a guy is a mafkia? I don't know. I'm not sure. That's an interesting question.
Then you can mafkia your animal before you give birth.
What?
You can mafkia your animal.
The Gemara does not have that eitzah. Mm-hmm. The Gemara's eitzah is to sell to a guy. Yeah. So it's interesting. It doesn't have the Eitzah to be mafkir, as far as I know. I have to look through the sugyas again. But now there's machlokes rishonim. The Harash posik Rabbi Shmuel. Interesting. The Rosh paskins like Rabbi Shmuel Shon. Dein tzorch lak disho. The Rambam says tzorch lak disho. Vayein Rashi bechukosai. Pasuk ach bechor shor. Asher yivaker lo tak disho isai. Mavur de pasuk rabbana. Rashi al Torah over there seems to paskin like rabbana, which is interesting because if you look up that Rashi, he's not saying clearly like rabbanan. Right? What is he saying? He's, if you look at Rashi there in Bukhukosai, what does Rashi say? The Pasuk says, Ach b'chor shor asher yivaker, lo tak dishoy say. So Rashi says, Mishum she'eno sheloi. Because it's a b'chor and he doesn't own it, because it has kedusha mirechem, his maisa hakdasha is immaterial and does not work. For instance, he cannot say harizu oila now on the b'chor. He's not allowed to. That's an isser of lo tak dishoy say. There's an Isser to take a Bechor and be Makdash it for something else. So the Chazon Ish has an interesting clear on that, by the way. When are you over that Lav? When are you over the Lav Lo Takdisho So? A Bechor is born, and the Bechor has Kedusha Merechem. Now the guy goes ahead and says, Harezu Shlom, Harezu Oila. At what point are you over that Lav? The Rabbanan say that there's a Lav. There's a Lav of Lo Takdisho So. You're not allowed to take a Bechor and be makdish it for another type of kachin. So Chazon Ish is not sure when you're over that lav. Are you over that lav ba'amir or ba'alma just by saying harezu shlamim? So the Kesef Mishnah holds that shita. The Kesef Mishnah holds it's one of those lavim. You're it's, over it's just
not,
by...
It's not valid. If you makdish it...
Right, the Gemara Temura discusses that case,
that's
right.
That's exactly the case. Yeah.
But the Gemara discusses that. That's like Temura. Uh-huh. But Temura you're over just by Dibur.
Yes,
the Chazon Ish says maybe you're not over here by Dibur. Uh-huh. Maybe only once you're makrevit l'shem oila and you're mashana in the avoda, then you're actually at that point over the Isser. So it's interesting. So meanwhile, Rashi learns the pasuk of lo takdisho so not like Rabbi Yishmael, correct? Again, how did Rabbi Yishmael learn lo takdisho so? He learned lo takdisho so means there's no need for a Maisa Kiddush by a Bechor. And the Torah, when the Torah says Bechor Takdisho So, it means that there's a concept of Hektesh Ilui. I can take the value of the Bechor Tovus Hana and give it to Hektesh. V'temhani Shadivrei Rashi Sham Kirabona. V'ayim Bez Mizrachi Sheheir Bazer. So Mizrachi points out that there's a Machloikas Tanoim, Rabbi Shmuel and Chachom about the Taich of the Pasuk. When the Pasuk at the end of Bechukosai says Lo Takdisho Isai, what does it mean? Does it mean like Rabbi Yishmael Lo Takdisho So, there's no point in being a Maisa Hektish because the Bechor is Kodesh Me'elov? Or is there a Lav to go ahead and try to be Makdish a Bechor for another Kodesh? So Rabbanan say there's a Lav. The Rambam Pasuk is like Rabbi Yishmael and the Rosh Pasuk is like Rabbi Yishmael. Sorry, the Rambam Paskins like the Rabbana. When we lost our Rav Machaber Nira, the Numa be Pasuk Zeh, the Receive Kodesh. Ube Emes Pasuk Zeh, Namar Al Adam, Ubechor Behemet Mea Gamkin. Right? This Pasuk, where do you learn this limit from? It's interesting. It appears from the Chinuch, this idea that there's a Chiyuv to be Makdish to Bechor. He wants to say the Chinuch learned it from Kadesh Li Kol Bechor, from the Pasuk in Bo. Which would cause a problem, because why? This Kadesh Li Kol Bechor, if that's where you learn the mitzvah to be Makdish and Bechor, the problem is it encompasses also what? Ba'adam uva behema. It encompasses a human being, and it also encompasses a Peter Chamor. So the problem is, if you're going to say this, the mitzvah is Kiddush, and it's learned out from this Pasuk, then you've got a problem, because this Pasuk is inclusive of an Adam and behema Tmeah. The problem is that this is not the Pasuk that appears in the Mishnah in Erchin Chavtes. Rak ha-limudu mi-pasuk taktish la-Hashem el-kecha. V'cheinu b'shas de-Erchin sham v'rambam kan. That's the pasuk quoted in Erchin. V'a-pasuk hu b'pashas re'eh. That's all the pasuk I mentioned. Dvarim tatzvav yutes. V'sham ne'mar kol b'chor ha-shi'i v'lei b'v'karechu v'tzonecha. Hainu davka b'chor behemet ha-ayra. So I'm not sure how stark the Minchas Chinuch's taina is. His taina is that since the chinuch in the first paragraph says kadeshli kol bechor is the mocker, then says inya mitzvah is like dishai, that the chinuch is implying the mitzvah like dishai comes from the pasuk kadeshli kol bechor. When he says that's problematic, so I'm not necessarily sure if the chinuch would feel that way. Maybe the chinuch in the first paragraph is giving an introduction to the mitzvah and then giving you the prote ha mitzvah in the next paragraph, which may be learned out from another pasuk. So I'm not sure how strong the minchas chinuch's taina is on the chinuch. Now I'm going to ask you a sadistic question. This maisa hakdasha, the Gemara says beferish of Testament Aleph that Rabbanan who required this maisa hakdasha, Rabbi Shmuel says to Rabbanan, if you wouldn't be makdish it, would it be kaidish? So the Gemara says davar pashut, it's kaidish meirechem. Nevertheless, according to Rabbanan, there's a separate mitzvah to be makdish it. Does that maisa hakdasha do anything?
Yes.
Oh, very good. Briscoe Rav says, look at the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim says that you only can make a neder b'davar hanidor. You can only make a neder b'davar hanidor. For instance, if a person says, Hare zu konim alai kechazir, there's no chaloi sisser. You have to go ahead and, like a korban is the classical example, you have to say, Hare zu asur alai ka'ayla, Hare zu asur alai ka'korban. If you say Hareza Asur like Basar V'Cholav, it doesn't work because of the pasuk Ki Yidur Neder. Right. So the Gemara says, however, if you're Noide B'Bechor, it's Chav. So Mash Briskarov brings a raya from that this Maisa Hagdasha at least does something. It makes it Adavar Hanidor. So what's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina would be Neder could be Chav.
It wouldn't work if you weren't.
That's an interesting question. The Gemara just says matfis b'bechor. You don't know what stage of the bechor. The assumption is, the Britzker Rav says, it's only after the Maisa HaKdasha. Which is interesting because that's a Stam Gemara. And that Stam Gemara would only be going according to Rabban, not according to Rabbi Shmuel, right? So that's very interesting to assume that Gemara is only going according to Rabban and not Rabbi Shmuel. But the opposite is very difficult to accept. To accept that it's Kodesh Me'elov and without a Maisa HaKdosh, and nevertheless it's Dover HaNidor, that's a very difficult thing, right, to accept. Although there is a very... What? It's not a Dover HaNidor. If it's Kodesh Me'elov, it's not Dover HaNidor.
Only if he does the Hekdosh, then it will be a Dover HaNidor.
But that's the assumption. The Gemara makes a stump statement. Matfis B'Bechor is us. So the Briskarov assumes it has to be that it's after the Maisa HaKdosh. And he brings a riot, so you see from this, the Maisa HaKdasha does something. Now, I'm going to bring you an example.
Yeah, with the Mi'ila.
What?
Mi'ila, but also be different, no? Mi'ila. Mi'ila is only when it's Maisa Odom, no?
That's a very interesting question. I'm not sure. I think there'd be Mi'ila anyway. Although, there is an interesting sugya in Bava Basra, Ayin Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Ayin Tesam and Aleph speaks about Hekdesh was given a piece of land. Hekdesh owns a field. In the field is a boar. Now what happens is the boar fills up with water. If I now go and drink the water, am I mayal or not?
No,
the Gemara says you're not mayal. Why not? So both the Rashbam and Tosfos says because ain chetzer lehekdish. Because chetzer mishchein ain chetzer lehekdish. Both the Rashbam and Tosfos say that. Because hekdish is mishum yad ve ain yad lehekdish. That's Tosfos and Rashbam. The Ramban on the other hand says no. That the reason you're not Moel, that Hekdesh owns it 100%, he says. He says that Hekdesh has a chotzer, Hekdesh owns it, but there's no Me'ila because the way the water became Kadosh was just Dine Mamanos. And there was no Kedushas Peh. In order for there to be Me'ila, you need Kedushas Peh. So Rabbi Chanan HaMarchas HaSfina has about 6-7 pieces on this Machlokes. One of his suggestions is, this machlokes the Ramban and Rashbam of Tosfos is about the nature of Me'ila. If Me'ila is just a din gezel and mammon, so why do I need Kedushas Peh? Just a chotzer is enough. So that's Rashbam and Tosfos who say, if there's no Me'ila, it must be because it's not even kinyan mammon. The Ramban feels Me'ila is not just a din gezel. Me'ila is a kind of chilul. It's mechalo kedush. It's not just a din gezel. And you can only be machal or something. It's only din chil if it has a higher level of kedusha. So there is this similar idea you see.
If it's mamonos, why isn't chatzar enough?
If it is mamonos, chatzar would be enough. That's why Rashbam and Taisa says ain mayelin, because ain chatzar lahektish.
Why not? Why ain chatzar lahektish?
Because chatzar is mishum yad ve'ain yad lahektish. That's what Taisa says. The Ramban disagrees. Ramban says yesh chatzar lahektish, 100%, and hektish owns it. But you're not mayel because there was no kedushas peh.
So hektish has no yad.
That's Taisus.
Hektish only gets ownership through, I guess.
Amiras Lugvoya or Amaisa Hektish.
And has no shlichus either, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. I don't know.
What about Chatz Mishum Shlichus? It's a whole machlekas, right?
Okay, but that's Taisus' opinion. In other words, at the end of the day, there's machlekas to show them whether Hektish has a chotzer. Rashbam and Taisus, Rabbi Chanan, say, must say ein chotzer lehektish. Because they feel all you need from Me'ilah is a din mominus. Ramban says, no. Hektesh mamish owns it, and yesh chatzar lahektesh. But there's no me'ilah unless you have kedushas peh. So that's another dimyon that kedushas peh adds something.
It's a fush alayah.
So the question is, are you not mayel on a bechor unless you're makdish it? That's an interesting question. I'm not so sure that's correct. But it would be a davar hayotzim from the Ramban, no? But it's interesting because the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel says to Rabbanan,
the Torah was makdashit.
Exactly, the Torah gives it a status.
Question: a mominus there. The Torah was makdashit. How could there not be a mila in such a case?
Not only that, we're not talking about kedushas damim. We're talking about kachim mizbeach.
Yeah.
If it's kadosh mirechem and you don't need the ma'isak dasha and it's kasher lemizbeach, then it's already kachim gavoh. It's kachim mizbeach. There, the whole discussion by Chatzar is Zinei Mamonos. Is Kachar Berek Habayis. Do they own the water? L'chari, you're correct. It's interesting. So what in the world does the Maisak Dasha do? So L'chari, the only nafkamina we have is what the Brisker Rav said by Nadarim, which is interesting. Which bothered me a bit, because even though the Brisker Rav assumes that Gemara is the Acher Hektesh, there's nothing in that Gemara that seems to indicate that.
What does the Gemara say again?
Matfis B'Bachor is Asr.
It's also right. It does become.
You're meaning it's considered to be a davar hanida.
Hanida. So what's his right? That's if the makdash.
No, he wants to say. So you see,
and it does go
that the ma'isa hakdasha does something. In other words, you want to know what's this ma'isa hakdasha? Because the Gemara says,
no, you're just being matfis at the hekdash. That's all. You're matfis. Give me makdash something in hekdash. No.
The question is a bechor, when a bechor is kadosh,
yeah,
is it considered to be a dover hanidor?
If it's kashmir rechem, let's say.
We don't know that. The Gemara just makes a statement.
Yeah, so the
Gemara makes some statement. Bechor is also.
So it's time, it's time. So what's the right from that Gemara?
Yeah.
So what's the right?
When he said that, I think if I remember well, that he said in the Shia, but you don't eat be'emes, that it should be, that you'd be makdish. Atfosa means something which I can have a power to make hegdish, that is hatfosa. Hatfosa, I'm doing the same thing which I could do on the chayfitz. It's not, he said it's not the pshat in the ram that is mamish.
So let's talk about this for one moment. Yeah. Let's take a detour to Nadarim for one moment, okay. Right? Yeah. I'm a sechta that I have no idea what's going on from beginning to end. But anyway, there's a discussion at the beginning of the second parak of Nedarim that the only time a neder has a chalais iser is when you're noder b'dover hanidor.
Right.
So for instance, the chazak basar chazir. So hareza kainim alai, hareza asar alai, ki basar chazir. That is not considered to be right. That is not considered to be a dover asar. But then it says matfis b'bechor is asar. So that means the Gemara considers to be b'chor to be a dover hanidor. So Brisker Rav says, E.F. Shar, it's impossible that we're talking about a case where you weren't makdashit. Because if it's just as Kadosh Me'rechem, which everyone agrees, the Gemara says Beferish, Rabbi Shmuel says to Rabbanan, don't you agree with me that if you're not makdashit, it's still Kadosh? He says, yes. Nevertheless, there's a mitzvah to be makdash. So Brisker Rav says, E.F. Shar, that we're talking, it's a Dover Hanidur, if it's just Kadosh Me'rechem. It must be talking about that you were neither and you were makdashit in addition to the kadosh mirechem, like the sheet of Rabbanan, which is interesting, because there is a major discussion in the Titan of Rush there at the beginning of the Gemara. Is truma considered to be davar hanidor? So there are two ways to learn the Gemara: either it's a chiddush about bechor, or it's a chiddush about how to define davar hanidor. So the way that you might want to veer away from the brisker of Chas v'Shalom is to say the chiddush there is not about that about by a bechor that we're talking. It's a davar hanidur, and your hekdesh makes a davar hanidur, but rather it's a chiddush in what the nature of davar hanidur is.
I mean, it
like Rabbi Raka wanted to
so,
say. What?
I mean, what matzvos is?
What means atfas?
Davar hanidur, right? Davar hanidur. Yeah, yeah.
Atfas, he said, it's not the pshat you transferring kedusha to kedusha like it's look. It looks in the Ran.
It's like a maramakum.
Yes, just a maramakum, exactly. That the same as I can make this hekdesh, so this is what I'm saying, but I say this should be not like this.
Which, by the way, is difficult in Bechor. Because in Bechor, if your Maisa HaKdasha does nothing.
No, it does, it does.
It must be. Maisa.
But even if it hasn't been done,
but what does it do?
It can't be done that way.
Tell me what it does.
What can it do?
So tell me what it does. Well, it was hekdesh before, it's hekdesh after.
If it's not that,
if you're not chayav lilo, what did it do?
I don't know, it's a good question. What did it do?
Circular reasoning. I can make it hekdesh because it could be a double red fossil, but you can't use that as the reason why I can, why it's considered that I could make it.
But you're not doing anything.
It doesn't do anything.
It has a potential that you
can do. It's already hekdesh.
Yeah, but you can make it.
You tell me what it does. Then I could tell you.
We said only the Lamaya community that you could.
What you did.
That it makes it considered a double needle. Let's say it's considered
you said words that were meaningless words, right? Imakdish, Hegdish.
What's also the comparison to the Shul? Shul, you designate. You decide what.
No, to say there's a whole discussion in the Rosh about it, which is problematic. Why Shul should be Dover HaNidor? It's really not Dover HaNidor.
You designate. You decide what is true and what is not true, don't you?
That's a Hafrasha, but it's not Dover HaNidor.
No, for cash, the tomb is not the dominant.
Right, but there's a discussion about that.
Why is it not the dominant? It says only you map it.
Right.
But it's very schwer. You can make from a mokom acha, all these questions.
Anyway, there's another possibility. Your Maisak Dosh is a mitzvah ba'al and does nothing, correct? It's another possibility. Okay, and we sidder.
It's just that you recognize it.
So let me ask you a question.
If that's the case, then it should be the same thing by a human also. If it's just a recognition, then there should be the same mitzvah to be makdish a baby boy that's mourning. We don't see that.
Well, I don't know if you need to say, but I'll have enough kamina.
If it's only a score about
the enough kamina, I'll tell you. Let's say a bechor is born to somebody whose maisa hektish is not a maisa hektish. A carton. A carton has an animal, and an animal gives birth to a bechor. Is there a mitzvah on the carton to be makdish to bechor? There's a general mitzvah. Meaning, if you're going to tell me it's a mitzvah ba'alma, then l'chayra, the carton, amufla, some carton could do it, correct? But if you're going to tell me that it does something where it's a real mitzvah hektish in some fashion.
I don't know what's happening.
What?
Cotton and muflu the issue that he has the ability to do the door doesn't mean it's mechuyib mitzvahs. It's still not mechuyib mitzvahs. Doesn't have to do the nether. If he does it, it's chal. It has chalos. It doesn't make it that he's mechuyib in the mitzvah to do a nether, to do a hakdasha. It's still not mechuyib mitzvahs. He's a cotton.
Yeah, but
it
would be chal.
It'll be chal. That's not enough for me that he has to do it.
It's chal.
We'll say it this way. We'll construct something like this. The kid is 11. Well, it's a very hard construction for this because you have to give a bechor within a year. But the kid is 11. Al tzchinuch, they say, be makdish the bechor. He's makdish the bechor, and he doesn't give the bechor to the kohen until he's over 13. Does he have to do a new maisa hakdasha? Or the maisa hakdasha he did in 11 was enough? I mean, you can always construct the case. My point is,
it wouldn't be a dover not. That would be the nafkamina. If he was made if he was made a hekdesh, why it was a cotton? So the hekdesh wasn't a maisak kadosh.
I understand, but would he need to do a new maisak kadosh nowadays a gadol?
No, you can't do it after it's born. You can't make it.
What?
After it's born, it's when the kodesh made up. You can't do it. It's only when he does it before the bliskavov.
For what?
Before the later.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Not so clear over here. That's the next visit.
It's what? Only before the later.
Really?
Twice it's going out, then before it's petted, it's gone out the roof, then you make that. For sure.
What?
That's the cover.
Do me a favor. Let's see some mashma like that from the Rambam. Someone want to grab a Rambam Karbanos,
please? That doesn't sound right at all.
Sure, it's only
before the boy.
So why
you should listen, they're very big in Petr Chamor in England, aren't they? Yeah. I saw a big Petr Chamor going on in England. In the countryside, no?
Huh?
In the countryside.
No.
So you know, they had to have a lot of Bukharis action going on in England.
A lot of Chamor in there.
Thank you very much.
Disabuse of this, no.
A Jewish farmer, see? Jews shouldn't be. We want the riot here is Jews shouldn't be farmers.
Small, you don't have to say the poor is born because it has enough for me to have to shield. The poor is small, it means to be massacred.
Because Rabbi Yishmael Shita is, there is no mitzvah lakdisha. There is no mitzvah lakdisha, according to Rabbi Yishmael. There is no mitzvah lakdisha. The Rambam.
But you can't be makdisha after.
Mitzvah lahakdish b'chor behemah tahira. V'yomar harei zeh kodesh. Shenemar takdish l'Hashem elokecha. Not the chinuch's pasuk, but the pasuk brought in the Gemara. V'im lo hikdishu harei zeh miskadosh me'elav v'kedushaso mirechem hu. Okay.
So does that answer anything?
No, it's not so clear.
It's a little mashma that if you did it, if you weren't mashma, then it becomes kodesh b'rechem. And once it comes out of the rechem folder, then it does. Okay, maybe.
For sure. Okay. I remember it clearly.
Yeah, it sounds right, but...
But
how do you know what's coming out? How do you know anything?
Do you see it coming out? Before it's...
You know it's a zocher? They did a sonogram.
You see if it's a zocher,
it
should be
covered. That's
what it is. Oh, so every first thing, the weather is...
But now,
I say I have to do it on a Tanai every time, because otherwise you'd be maktish it.
Said if you say Hareza Ola, that's an issue to do that.
According to the Rabbanan, that's an issue.
You got to be Krachal, whether or not the guy
who is sitting and watching all your animals.
It's not Chal, it's never Chal. The Bechor is Kodesh Me'ela. The Bechor is Kodesh anyway. Therefore, like Rashi says, it's not his. His Maisa HaKdosh is meaning.
He's saying, how do you watch all your animals? It's a mitzvah kiyumis.
I am not convinced he's correct. I'm not convinced.
That's the case that you have a love mahani, is that what you're saying?
The Gemara brings that as one of the cases.
And a lot of them could be the first
son. So it's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not kiyumis. You don't have to understand
what
you're watching all your animals. If you see it.
I don't think the Torah obligates you that way. I don't know. It doesn't to me. To me.
It's hard.
For me, the Torah wouldn't tell you. Oh, you're a farmer. You got to watch all your animals.
How do you know when does it come out? How does it come out?
When it's coming out, exactly when it's coming out, you got to be there.
By the way, you should know that the Gemara has a tzir. The Gemara talks about while the animal is birthing, you do a mum on the animal while it has not yet been born yet. The Gemara has a
discussion.
That's a different issue.
I'm just saying this idea.
You could do it in utero.
Yeah.
Just stick a knife.
Sounds wild, but we're learning in a text, and he was in shiur with a shock, and that's.
Yeah, that's all I hear. This is the worst.
I thought you were going to say we're learning here. He was on the farm.
But you would think that you'd be fine. Quite obvious.
It's not clear. It's not so clear to me.
And we're going to learn this whole thing if this doesn't.
Let's see. Yeah, we'll have to. Misidur Divrei HaRambam. Listen to this Chiddush. Shekasav Koydum Ozeh Bahalacha Gimel. The Minchas Chinuch says something very interesting here. Let's look at how the Rambam places the halachas. In Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel Bechoris, he gives you the din of Bechor Balmum and a Bechor Tamim. Din Bechor Balmum, Ben Shinola Bamumo, Vakakasav Din Zeh. Nira da'af b'chor balmum shenolad b'mumo mikomakom mitzvah lahakdisha. Sounds a lot to me like it was born already, no? Ki ba'emes gam b'chor balmum hu kodesh l'kamedvarin. To me this is a bit of a chiddush, no? That you have to be makdish a balmum. There's an Isser Dorais to be Makdish Bomim in general, right?
Because you have to do pidyon, you have to be poyder it. So it is Hegdish before. Until you poyder it, it's Hegdish. So you have to be Makdish. So why should it be any different?
You're not poyder Bechor ever. You're not poyder Bechor. No, you're not poyder Bechor.
Oh, it's
Bechor Balmum is Nechal Balmum. You're not poyder Bechor.
Is an Isser Dorais to be Makdish Balmum or to be Makdish Balmum?
Makdish also. The Gemara in Tumor says to be Makdish. But it's very. This is very strange to me for a few reasons. First of all, Harezu Kadosh on a Balmum.
But you have to give it to a coin, don't you?
Yes, you have to give it to a coin anyway.
It's a funny yeser. I mean, what is it to be Makdish? It's just as there's no chalos. It's a Balmum. So you're
so there's no chalos.
There's nothing. What do you mean? Is it to be Makdish? It's meaningless.
What do you mean? It happens all the time. There are things. Now you're going to start telling me someone's not chal. You don't know. There's no yeser. Happens all the time.
Okay, that's what it's legal for. I'm saying, okay. Generally, I mean,
the Gemara in Tumura says, there's an issue of the rest.
It's possible to be Negro, so there's no, okay, maybe.
Ki be'emes gam b'chor b'almum hu kodesh l'kam edvarim. It's interesting, you have to say, harezu kodesh, and it's not kodeshim is be'ach. You're making a kedusha. So what type of kedusha is this? Harezu kodesh. It's not kedusha b'edek habayis, correct? That's not Kedusha Mizbeach. It's like a third type of Kedusha you're creating here, right? You're creating a Kedusha's Bechor with your Amiras Baal Peh. The Ein Zem Makdish Baal Mumu Mizbeach Da'iver Balav. See, he's saying the Isser is to be Makdish Baal Mumu Mizbeach. Here, since it already has a Baal Mum, it's clearly not Royal Mizbeach. And what you're doing is you're not making the Maisa Hakdosha for the sake of Mizbeach. See, this is what I was telling you, the Gemara and Tamura. I'm Shas Tamura, Vavam and Beis, Varambam, Perkalf Miyasim Beach, Halacha Beis. The Daflum is Beach, the Aim Balmum Royalum is Beach. Avakan, the Oimer, Harezek, Kodesh, Hanulu Bechor. Vagam Balmum, Yeshlo Kedushas Bechor, Lakam and Yonim.
Tfosa, those Idan, Navkamina. Would have Tfosa.
You would say this is a Dover Hanidor? Why not? Because you're not being neidered for anything. Not for Kachi Mizbech, nor Kachi Berekabayas. All you're doing is creating a new type of Kedusha.
So what?
He says, Gisa Babayda, that's...
I mean, it's a Kedusha, it's in the category of...
To me, this is a big Chiddush. That the Minchas Chinuch has just created a new concept of Kedusha. How would you normally learn Kedushas Bechor? I would normally learn Kedushas Bechor is all Kachim Mizbeach. But if it has a Baal Mum, it then has a Kedusha of Psule HaMukdashim Bechor. Meaning there's a concept of Psule HaMukdashim. The Gemara in Bechoris Yedalma Aleph says there's an idea of Psule HaMukdashim. What's Psule HaMukdashim? You took a Tamin, a fine animal that's not a Baal Mum, that's pure and pristine. You Makdish that animal. It then contracts a moon. You can't just go ahead and eat it. You have to be paid to it.
Yeah, you have to be paid.
And even once you're paid to it, there's still a certain amount of kedusha it retains. You cannot milk it and you cannot shear it. You have to eat it. So you see that there's an idea. Kachim is bea.
He's saying that bechor is also gizva, but gizva.
It is.
Until you.
It is, but I always thought the way I would have learned is that a bechor balmum is a class of psule hamukdashim. He seems to not be learning like that. He seems to say there's a new kedusha, bechor balmum, right? He seems to be saying there's a new kedusha bechor balmum. Because what's the problem? Once it's a balmum, he wants to be medayik in the Rambam. You're makdashim. So if you're conferring on it, kachim is beach. That's a lav, correct? Right. There's an isser lav to be makdish a balmum l'mizbeach. So what are you doing by makdish the bechor if it's a balmum? You're creating this new idea of kedushas bechor, which does not fall in either kachre berek habayis, because it's not a dine mamonos, you're not giving it to berek habayis.
You just said it. I mean, if you have kachre mizbeach to contract to mum, then you are poydeh.
Yes, you poi the it. And even after you poi the it, he retains Kedusha.
That's his riot.
No, but this is the problem that I have. The problem is, what's this Maisa HaKdosha? What are you doing when you say HaRei Zeh Kodesh, and it's already a Balmum? You're not conferring on a kachim mizbeach, correct?
The same kodesh that it was before, where it came out merechem.
Merechem, when it comes out, merechem.
When it comes out, that's the case we're talking about, right?
Right, so there's a kedusha that it has merechem. I would say that kedusha is be'etzem kachim mizbeach. Just you can't bring it to mizbeach because it has a bal mum. Therefore, there's a chiddush in the Torah. You have to realize the Gemara on Bechoris Chav Zayin Amun Aleph says, and how do you know that if a Bechor has a mum, you give it to the Kohen and he eats it? There's a special limud. Because it says Bivsaram, plural. Bivsaram means sometimes the basar is eaten as kachim, sometimes it's eaten as chulin. Why in the world does the Gemara need a special limud for to tell you what you do with a Bechor Bal Mum? Because a Bechor Bal Mum is not the same din as a regular Bal Mum. A regular Bal Mum, you're paida, Bechor, you're not paida.
Right.
It's a different halacha. That there's a heter to the Kohen to eat it without pidgin. There's a special limud from the Gemara.
Why do you assume that a Bechor that's born a Bal Mum, and the person wasn't Makdush, but it is Kaddish Merechem, that it's a gedder of Kitchim Mizbeach? It's not. It's born a Bal Mum, it never gets to be Kitchim Mizbeach. And that's Taka the Chiddush, that you can't be Pidgin. You would think it's not Kitchim. It's not Kishu Mizbeach at all when it's born a Bal Mum from the get-go.
So this is what you're saying. You're saying the Chiddush of Minchas Chinuch. There's a new Kedusha exists.
Kedusha.
It's not Kishu Mizbeach. It's not Kishu Mizbeach. It's not Kishu Mizbeach. It's this new Kedusha.
Which is Sai, whether it's Petar Rechem.
Could you be Mitamid? Could you be Mitamid? Could you eat it B'Tumah?
Yeah, it's a Fershah Pasuk. What? Fershah Pasuk.
The Bechor that's a Bal Mum, you could eat.
Yeah, it's Fershah Pasuk.
Even a Bal Mum.
Katzvi Kayal. What's the Pasuk? Torah v'tamei yachtov could see by out, right?
And even a non-Kohen could eat it.
Everybody, yeah, Kohen could share.
It's only the Mamas who could share it, could eat it. But the only Easter is Gizu Avoida, right?
And milking, Cholev, right.
So that is a Kedusha, right?
Yeah, there's definitely a Kedusha Bechor that exists. But I'm saying it's interesting that Kedusha Bechor is like a new Parsha of Kedusha Bechor. Normally, you'd want to think maybe possibly it fits under another category. But it appears it has a what?
It's the same Kedusha as when it's Petar Rechem.
What? Normally, Kedusha is Bechor.
Normally, it comes out, Kedusha, and you still admit with the remark this shit. Here it comes out.
It's the same, he does have the same level.
It's the same level. You do that level with the same as Petar Rechem. Whatever Petar Rechem does, you can do. In the case of Bal Mum, Petar Rechem would make sense of Gizu Bal Mum.
It's parallel. It's a parallel.
But is it now, after you did the Maisach Darshan of Bal Mum, is that a Dover Hanidor?
Yeah.
If a guy would say, and this piece of meat is usher like that Bechor, would you say it's a Dover Hanidor or not?
Yes.
Think so?
Yeah.
Nida doesn't mean that you have to give it to the Mizbeach. Right.
Actually, it does at the end of the day. That's the limud. The limud is it has to be like a korban. That's the essence of the Dharm. It has to be like a korban. That's where the word kainim comes from.
Yeah, so then you have a problem with this. Then you would have
not if
because that's usually. I don't know. Okay, I hear.
You said something you like. You ran out.
Is it Dover Hanidor? You think? I don't know. Vagam Balmum, maybe bring us a raya for something. Vagam Balmum yesh lo kedushas bechor lekamenyon. Vagam b'chutz lartz after lo chazul akrav k'mavur lekaman. He has no clear raya for this, the Minchas Chinuch. You know what his raya is? The Rambam Perek Alf Halacha Gimel brings the halacha of Bechor Tamim, Bechor Balmum, and a halacha Dalid, he brings the halacha being Makdish. So he's going out on a big limb based on a diuk, based on the positioning of the Rambam.
So it's always a din to be Makdish. To be
many great pieces have been written on
the Rambam, and the Chinuch clearly holds it. He's going on the Chinuch.
Why do you say like that? Why do you say that?
The Chinuch says,
on a Bal Mum also?
Oh, on a Bal Mum.
That's his Chiddush here. That even applies to a Bal Mum. To me, that's a big Chiddush. That applies to a Bal Mum. That's his Chiddush. He won't say it even applies to a Bal Mum. That's the whole point of this paragraph, right?
Yeah.
Based on the Rambam's presentation of first the Din Bal Mum, then the Mitzvah Lahakdish. Listen to the first line in the Rambam, Hilchos Becharis. Tell me what you think of this. The first line in the Rambam, Hilchos Becharis, listen to this line. Mitzvahs aseh lahafrish kol petarechem hazacharim ben ba'adam ben bebehema tahira. You hear that? There's a mitzvah say lahafrish kol petarechem hazacharim ben ba'adam ben bebehema. What's the mitzvah lahafrish adam? What's that mitzvah? What? That's what it means? I don't know.
No, that's pitim ben. That's called pitim ben. That's called
Lahafrish means you don't sell your son into slavery. You set him aside for the time.
If you don't do pidyon haben, he belongs to the kohen. That's what everybody thinks.
He's not at the end of the halacha. It's still on the kohen.
Yeah,
he's so right. He's,
so then he, does it mean giving to the kohen? What does it mean to call the kohen?
In some way, yes. In some symbolic way, yes, but you go ahead and give the Chamish Shlomim in place, right?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing with the Gainim's Girsa, no? Mabois Tve. Right? You must have said that a few times, no? Mabois Tve.
Many times.
Mabois Tve.
I always got the same answer.
That's very good.
Thank God. I have 50 children.
It's the Gainim. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he says it's all symbolic to show really what?
Of course.
The Aruch HaShulchan has a whole, I know Aruch has a whole paragraph explaining. In essence, the Bechor should be special and should have Kedusha. And in order to show this, that he really should dedicate his life, we really say that in essence he should go off with the Kohanim and dedicate his life to Kedusha.
That was your dress.
That's the Aruch HaShulchan. Just quote the Aruch HaShulchan.
What if the Kohanim are just businessmen?
There are no Kohanim that are just businessmen. Okay? They may also be businessmen, not just businessmen. Okay. Let's try to finish down to the bottom. V'chayovim. Einam uvor b'divrei harav mechaber. Iman niskar nitan la'anshe mishmar davka. Rishoy litan l'chol kohen shiyirtze. You hear this? It's not unclear who this Bechor goes to. Does the Bechor go to the Anshe Mishmar? Or does the Bechor go to the Kohen next door?
That's what we just discussed. The Thomas Hanan.
Right. So I'll talk about Thomas Hanan in a minute. We'll get to that in a minute. I'll call you the Gemara. In a minute. V'loshen ha-ramo kamperk avalach tetzvav. V'yira li sha-bechor niton l'chol kohen shiyirtze. L'chor ha-tayi demin, it's a fairish Gemara. V'ayen kesev mishra d'haino d'tovas hanan l'baylin.
Because Rishmael holds that you have to give Tavis Anah, otherwise there would be no Tavis Anah, would there? If you have to always give it to Anshe Mishmar.
So does the Gemara. Let me quote you this Gemara before we read now. The Gemara on the bottom of Bechoros Chafav Mem Beis says like this. Uvechulon, and all manas kahuna, yesh lahem tovas hana. So the Gemara says, Ketzad, what does that mean, Ketzad? What's the case? The case is, Hayalo ben bito kohen.
The case you gave.
Right? Harezen noitein zuz lekohen, va'omar tein truma leben biti. The Gemara says, that's fine. You know why the Gemara says, that's fine? The Gemara says, because everyone knows truma has kedushas haguf. So no one will say that when he gave the money, he was paid to the truma, and the truma now became chulin, because everyone knows that. However, by Bechor, Zroa, Lechayim, and Keva, you cannot do that. You cannot go ahead and give money to divert your Bechor, Zroa, Lechayim, and Keva. Because Zroa, Lechayim, and Keva, Be'etzim, do not have Kedushas Haguf. Meaning, once they're given to the Kohen, the Kohen can then distribute it out. And Rashi says, what's the big nafkamina? So by Truma, we know there's a major nafkamina. It's also Lazarin. But by Zroa Lechayim Keva, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is there's a din of Lamashkal of the Ligdula. Kederach Shemalachim Eichman. The Gemara in Chulin says that anytime a Koyein eats Matnos Kahuna, Zroa Lechayim Keva, etc., Truma, he has to eat it with mustard. I hope you like mustard. It says Bechardah. Because it says in the Torah, where does it say that? David, where does it say L'mashav L'gdula? Kairach, where does it say that? L'mashav L'gdula. It says, K'derach Shemalachim Eichlin. which, by the way, is the reason according to Rashbam that the Korban Pesach is Nechal al Hasoiva. Kederach Shemalachim Eichlin.
You can't break the bones. That's the same thing. That's a lot. Yeah, but that's the reason.
No, Taisus says that's the reason. Why is it Nechal al Hasoiva? Machlekes Rashbam and Taisus. Rashbam says, because Lamashal Legdula. You have to eat something like a king, not like you're ravenous.
Right.
Taisa says no, based on Yerushalmi, it's a chashash shavirus etzim. Mm-hmm. That's the machlekes. Anyway, there's a din l'marshal l'gdula. So we're worried that normally if a kohen goes ahead and brings his bechor, now he's got his bechor, he can go ahead and give out the meat, and whoever he gives it to does not have to eat it l'marshal k'der shemalachim eichlin. Only the kohen has to eat it k'der shemalachim eichlin. So we're afraid that since there's no kedushas haguf, if I paid off a kohen to give Zerul Lechaim, I paid off Yisrael to give Zerul Lechaim and Keva to my grandson, the grandson might think, oh wow, my grandfather went ahead and redeemed it. Now I can eat, even though I'm a Kohen, I can go and eat the Zerul Lechaim, Keva, and Bechor without mustard. Right? I can just eat it quickly. It doesn't have to be L'mashal of L'gdula. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. So at the end of the day of Bechor, you cannot go ahead and pay for the Tovas Hanah. Because you're afraid people might misinterpret it as a form of redemption.
That's a midrabbanan.
What?
Midrabbanan.
Yeah. Ule'inyan im yesh l'baylam tovas hanah b'bechor tam o balmum das harabam perik yidbeiz mitrum as halach ha'chav sheyesh lo tovas hanah v'zeh l'shoinai reshoi Yisrael lomar li Yisrael acher mamash against the Ferish Gemara heloch selazu the chain truma o bechor o shar matnos leploni hakoyin ben biti. V'chem pesha kesemish to come to the Rambam. Av alturio deya simen shin lamed aleph hesig al Rambam. Because that was a Ferish Gemara I just quoted you. The Torah brings a Ferish Gemara that says you're not allowed to do that because people may be confused and think that once the Yisrael paid off another Yisrael, people might think that it loses its kedusha.
He's talking about the Raisam when he's talking about
maybe the Mavur b'Bechor is perk ad kama chavav chav zainam and alaf, right? The Bechor ma umatonas ein baim tovas hana. At the end of the day, you can't pay for it. Kevin the kedushas domim ninhu. Asi lemite the sover. What's that? Well, is Chakadusha Sar, just like I told you. Now, there is a based Yosef there that I looked up briefly last night who answers up how the Ram could go against the Ferish Gemara. I did not make heads or tails of the based Yosef. He says something about the Rambam possibly like Beis Shammayim because of that. So once he says the answer is because the Ram possibly like Beis Shammayim, I kind of like gave up a little. Okay, let's finish the last paragraph. V'ini l'choira l'tam ha-gemara kevin l'chidushas domim Ayin Shem Barashi, Im came with Bechor Tam, Yeshmo Tovas Hanah Lebailim. The Lo Shaykh Haitaima. The Asher, the Lo Chilkel Chazal. The Dover Zehu Midarabana, like Tzvi says, Kumavur Bashas, Mishum Da Asi Lemite. Of Midarites, Yesh Lebailim Tovas Hanah, Afil Bechor Balmum. Venafkamina Le Inyan Kedushin, Yazlinam Basa Doraisa, Mik. Mikadushas
Mekudeshas.
Sorry, Lamand the Sphere Lai Tovas Hana Maman. Avliazlina and Basa de Rabbanan, Kevin de Chazal, Afkare Lamaman, Lohavi din Maman. Vadvaram Atikim, Vagamal Indian Kedushin, Pasagram Perkhemi, Oshalacha Vav, the Tovas Hana Aina Maman, the Indian Kedushin, Vain Kamakomo. Alkapanam Yesh Le Bailam, Tovas Hana Minat Tire the Chol Indian. Everyone would agree with that, even the Torah. Ach, Rabbanan Gazer, right? But Rambam Sfirulei the Bechol in Yeshlam Tovas Hanah Af Midrabbanan. So he doesn't want to learn like you that the Rambam's talking on a Daraisa level. I wouldn't want to learn like that either.
No,
the Rambam's bringing the halacha, right?
Yes, halacha. Yeah.
So how in the world do you may ask you of the Rambam? I'm not sure.
Why is there no mistake by the Bechor Tam? Because no mitzvah.
He's going to say no one. Everyone knows that you can't just be poyed a korban. Everyone knows that a korban you can't just go ahead and poyed a tamim. So if the by a tamim, there's lo asi lamite, maybe they weren't geyser this gzera on Bechor, period.
Where can they make a mistake?
By a balmum.
They
might think, and what's the mistake? They might think, oh, it loses its kedusha. I don't have to eat it l'mashal l'gdula. I can eat it in any old fashion. I don't have to be careful how I eat it.
Because they're poided, but by Bechor, you're not poided.
We're not poided, but we're afraid.
They
that since my grandfather paid off the Yisrael, my grandfather Yisrael paid the other Yisrael to
they
give it to me.
They think that is a
pinion. He might think it's a form of pinion. Yeah. And the Kayan grandson might not eat the Zerua L'chaim Kefa or Bechor in the proper fashion. That's the Gemara of Zayin Amud Aleph. Question is, how does the Ram then go and say there's Tovas Hanah B'Bechor?
Do the Chaim and the Kevah the Kohen is allowed to give to his family?
Yeah, he give to anyone. Throw the Chaim and Kevah.
Oh, so he did.
Yeah. Not only that, when he gives it to Yisrael, the Yisrael who receives it does not have to eat it.
But that's the nafkamina between the two, because Bechor is different. Bechor does have a case where it's not about Mum. And so maybe a person understands. I mean,
that's what he entertains that person.
The Bechor can only be eaten by the Kohen. You can't give
what?
The Bechor can only be eaten by the Kohen.
No. Once he's makrevit, he gets. There's machlokas b'shul b'shamay about that.
He can give it to.
How far can he go? Can he give it to a guy even? There's a whole discussion about that.
He definitely can give it.
Yeah.
Everybody. No. So
becomes regular kachshik challah.
It's different.
He just can't be perfect.
Right.
Could be the Rama holds that Zali Dafka by Zayin Kevah.
Okay.
Al-Khayyad.
Maybe, I don't know.
But not by B'chor, because by B'chor.
No, but the problem is the Rama says Beferish.
He says by all three.
The Rama says clearly, Yesh Tovas Hana, I feel, the Rama says it clearly. Where's the Rambam? See, take a look at the Inyan. You have the paragraph before? The Inyan Yesh Tovas Hana, Tovas Hana, B'chor, Tamo Balmum, that's our Rambam. Right? Rishoy Yisrael, Lomali Yisrael, Acher. Heloch Selazu, Vitain Truma, O Bechor, O Shar Matnas. That's Mamash against the Ferish Gemara. Leploini Hakoin Ben Biti.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.